Cause it's a long, long week for someone wired to please. I keep taking my aim, pushing it higher, wanna shine bright, even brighter now. Wish I could tell myself.
This is just a quick testimony of a hospital outreach opportunity that we had this day evening, and we prayed for certain people. And it's just amazing to me how every time that you go, that there's something else that happens, and that we are able to learn from these experiences, and that it's the Holy Spirit Himself that actually comes and teaches us all things. And you know, when you are you're in front of a person, you don't have the opportunity to just go through the Word, just go and see what Jesus said, what He did. And it's always encouraging and amazing just how the Holy Spirit will right there and then give you the words to say to these people. Yesterday evening we prayed for someone. This person had Parkinson's disease, and he was in the hospital for an operation. We met his wife, who was there with him. And this person was not given his medication for some reason by the hospital for 2 days. So we were just told that he was not in a good state. He didn't know what was going on around him, and he was very upset when we saw him. He was making all sorts of funny noises and so on, not really knowing on what was going on around him. And we started witnessing with his wife, and we just started just sharing the goodness and the kindness of our Lord Jesus. And as we did this, we also spoke to him, and she spoke to him, and we were just ministering to him. And what happened is, when we prayed, we just, through the process, we could just see how he just got more and more relaxed and calm and actually restful, to the point that you could see he was actually listening to what we were talking about. We prayed for him, and towards the end, after we prayed, we were just about to go, and we asked him a couple of questions and just spoke to him, and he was giving hand signals and gestures just to indicate to us that he fully understood what we said. And I can just witness on this that, you know, even asking questions and greeting him, he gave us the thumbs up, and he was just gesturing with his hand. So this was just awesome. We also had the opportunity to pray for a doctor. He and someone, a co-passenger, was in a severe car accident. This guy we found with his son and the son's fiance, and it was just amazing also witnessing to him. And we just also felt that this person was going to pray for people in his practice. Apart from using medicine, he was also going to just pray for people, and we also conveyed this message to him. He was very thankful of it. What was interesting is, next to his bed, there was a piece of paper where his wife apparently wrote down quite a couple of scriptures that she said he has to just pronounce over him. He immediately asked for that, and he started reading some of them. Some of them were from Philippians 4, from John 10, and so on and so on. We also prayed with him, and then they also referred us to another patient in another room, and we visited this person, who was also in a bad state. He had an accident where he actually left his car running, and he didn't put the car in park, or pulled up the brake, the handbrake, and this car started moving. He saw it, jumped behind the car trying to stop the car, and his pelvis was crushed, and also his bladder was ruptured. He was already operated on, but he was in severe pain. We prayed for him, and we just believed the Lord for the pain to go, and for the whole crushed pelvis to just heal again. And when we asked him afterwards, he said the pain is gone. And we encouraged him to actually also just speak to the pain, speak to the wounds that he received. You know, because so many times people wait for other people to come and pray for them. And part of the ministry that I also do sometimes is to encourage people, to tell them that they do have the authority to speak to these problems, to speak to these mountains, And that they have to then abide and hear what he's saying, because this is the way that Jesus, when he created, that he spoke things into being. I just encourage this person as well, just to say that, you know, God spoke those things that were not as if they were. That's the way that Jesus healed. He walked around this earth not with a stethoscope and an X-ray machine, but he actually spoke the word and people were healed. In fact, all were healed. Not a single one was left out. And we've got to use these words. There's life and death in the tongue, and we've got to use this life. So we were absolutely blessed. Apart from these, we saw many other people. We prayed for them, many awesome Christians. And it's amazing how when you come with the truth, that people will just take this truth, and that they are all willing to apply this, apart from all the tradition and the religion that sometimes they are flooded with in their lives. They are willing to break free. And we just want to say glory to Jesus. And may this be happening more and more in the lives of our people, that we'll take the dominion that God has actually given unto us to rule over our circumstances and do these things, because the enemy is already under his feet. He's a defeated enemy, and we've got power and dominion over him because of the victory of Jesus. Be blessed. Amen.